In Roman jurisprudence, in the Roman courts of the Roman Republic, there was a phrase that represented a principle of law, qui bono, meaning who benefits, right? So when you see policies that are so antithetical to the well-being and prosperity and security of the American people, and yet Biden insists on pursuing them anyway, policies like an effectively open border, I think we should ask qui bono, who benefits, right? And I have assumed that most of the benefit is going to the oligarchs, to massive multinational CEOs, but we now find out that the benefit is going specifically and particularly directly to the Biden family. And Steve, back in 2020, when you and Rudy Giuliani and some other patriots brought the laptop from hell into the public realm and exposed what the Biden family was doing, I started referring to them, and the Trump campaign started referring to them, as the Biden cartel, because that's really how they operate. And it's a cartel that is headed by one man, Joe Biden, the quote, big guy. At that time, I didn't realize that by calling them a cartel, it meant that they were going to be directly assisting the worst cartels in the entire world, which happened to be right next door to the United States. So this idea that they have a direct financial influence via Hunter Biden, via the big guy, 10% for the big guy, to directly profit off of the payment of remittances. And by the way, legal remittances should be taxed. I'll put that aside for a moment. They should be taxed out of this country. But to be able to remit money back to Mexico and other countries all over the world in a dark, opaque system that is perhaps even untraceable, this speaks to the motivation, unfortunately, for the Biden cartel to engage in open borders, because not only does it please their leftist allies who don't believe in the sovereignty of the United States, but it lines the pocketbook now. And by the way, just absolute huge congratulations to Natalie Winters for doing this investigative work. I only wish there were more folks out there like Natalie Winters, if the corporate media, if the FBI cared for a minute to actually find the truth and do real journalism, these stories would be abounding. But thank goodness we at least have her doing this work. But again, it just speaks to qui bono, who benefits. The Bidens benefit directly, financially. It's a scam. It is a scam perpetrated upon this country. This is the most corrupt man to ever even enter into the Oval Office, much less sit behind the Resolute desk. And it is further proven by this new revelation from Natalie.